There's nothing I like better than to see a computer. I'm not talking about the handheld devices. Those come and go, phones, just the way they're set up. But seeing, now that we're into all of these many years with personal computers, seeing a computer get some extra life and keep on trucking, that's a good thing. Not having to go and get another laptop, not having to move stuff over, dink around with the cloud. Yeah, it's all there. I get it. But you know what? Just getting some extra value, it's like making that car go a few miles further and, you know, taking care of it and adding some options that really extend its life. You can do this now. You can breathe new life into your old computer. And you don't have to be a quote-unquote computer geek to be able to do this. Joining us now this morning to discuss, our good friend Linda Lynch from KI Technology Group in East Lansing, who is our guru for all things tech here on the Morning Wake Up with Dave Ackerley on 1320 WILS. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Dave.
You know, I've told you before, I love the old ThinkPad, it was the IBM, now Lenovo, and it's just something about this. It's like driving around in a classic car. And okay, I'm a troglodyte that way. I admit it. But there's things you can do to keep running these computers and keep them going. And make them, dare I say, kind of slick for a new age out there. Tell us about this.
Yeah, there's a number of things that you can do if over time your old computer has been slowing down. And one of the things that you can do is look for old software that you may have installed that you're no longer using. So if you go to Control Panel and click on Programs, you can actually sort that list of programs by the date they were installed. There's a column that says installed on. Start looking at the oldest programs first, and you will probably find some things that at one point you thought were absolutely indispensable that you're not using anymore. They'll be taking up space on your hard drive, and some of them may actually have something that's actually running in the background and slowing your computer down. So go ahead and uninstall all of those to free up those resources.
Okay.
Then there are a couple of programs that are free that you can download that will help do some cleanup. One of them is called CC Cleaner. And it will find all of the little files that are left behind. Sometimes an uninstall won't clean up everything that it should clean up. So it'll find all those things that don't really need to be there and get them off of your hard drive to make more space available, either for the things that you really want to have on there or just working space so that your system will run faster. The other one is called Advanced System Care, and that will look for any kind of problem that could be slowing your computer down, and it will fix them. And both of those are free tools that you can download, install, and run. The other things that you might want to do are just things, settings in Windows. You might not want to do these. If you're happy after you take those first three steps, you might say, yeah, that's good enough. But one of the things you can do is turn off the sounds. So you know, certain things that you do,
right,
cause the computer to give you some audible feedback. Maybe you don't need that. You can turn off the sounds, and your system will no longer be wasting time delivering those sounds to you. That won't affect the sounds from video, music, things like that. You're not muting the sound. You're just telling Windows, I don't need for you to play a sound when a certain thing happens. The screensaver, you can turn off the screensaver so you won't have that running, trying to figure out if it's time to display something different on your screen. Power options, this is something that even can be a problem on a new computer. There are power options that you can set. Some of them, you know, if you're set to save power, it may throttle the processor back on
right.
the PC. If you set it for high performance, it'll no longer do that, and your system will run faster. We've had people with brand new computers that complain they're not fast enough, and that's usually the issue. There are also some settings you can set under system properties under the advanced settings. You can find performance and set for best performance. So that will change a number of things that make your system run a little bit faster. You can also defragment your hard drive. So over time, the files on your computer end up not all, a file may be split over many, many locations on your hard drive. And that will slow the system down. And a defragment will group all those pieces back together into one contiguous section and speed up the access to that file.
These are all things you can do to make that older PC or laptop go a little bit further. They're good advice. This is like tuning up a, got a classic car, you keep it in tune, you do the timing, you maybe get a carburetor adjustment instead of sputtering down the road. You've got something that you really enjoy using and you get value out of that as well. KI Technology Group, our Linda Lynch, she's the guru. They are at 4750 Hagedorn Road, Suite 20, East Lansing, right across from the MSU campus in the Hanna Plaza, 333-6540. KITechnologyGroup.com is the website. These are good tips, Linda, and a good way to get us started here on the new work week. We always appreciate you joining us here, and it's excellent. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Dave.